The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
On today's UFC Unfiltered, we have a special guest, Dana White, the Big Cheese, in studio. We get a call in from the great Max Holloway, who's fighting this weekend versus Jose Aldo. And also in studio, I'm going to have him say hello. He's eating a sandwich. Say hello, Ray Longo.
Hello. Doesn't get better than this.
Ray Longo is my co-host. Oh, it's so exciting. All right, everybody. Listen and have fun with it.
UFC and digital media present UFC Unfiltered with Jim Norton and Matt Serra, powered by digital media. Find your voice. And now, your hosts, Jim Norton and Matt Serra.
Well, my good friend Jimmy Norton is conquering Europe, slaying people with his comedy. He's an amazing comedian. So, he's going to be back next week. That's the good news, Chris, the producer.
Yes.
But I have...
Tell him the really good news.
The really good news is that we got... Sifu Ray Longo. What is it in Jeet Kune Do?
Anything? Sifu's good.
Sifu?
Yeah.
Hi, Sifu. Yeah. All right. Anyway, listen, I'm happy you're here. The great Ray Longo in studio. Oh,
wow.
No, boo, Chris. Funny, Chris, the producer.
You really got to use your little joke.
Yeah, you see, first of all, I wasn't in on that.
Oh, yeah.
The great Ray Longo in studio. Yeah, all right. That's all right.
Sit down, everybody. Those girls screaming in the back, buddy.
Sit down, everybody.
Did you hear them? Did you hear them?
I was lobbying. I don't know. People don't know the setup here, but I was lobbying to be like when we go to a movie, like with two guys, I was hoping to have a seat in between us. You're right on top of me here. But then we got the big cheese Dana White coming in later. So I understand
this is
that.
Big.
I understand. Could you calm down and stop attacking the show that you're on? This is a big deal. You know how many people want to be in that seat that you're sitting in?
Nobody, but who?
Really?
Yeah, name me one.
Who?
This is episode 100, too.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
Congratulations.
You know what I like about this, Chris the producer? And this is this guy's life, Chris the producer.
Chris the producer. Let me tell
you. He has other things going on, but this is.
If it wasn't for Chris
and
the producer.
And you're taking a. You come in here and you take a shit on it.
If it's not for Chris the producer, I'm not here.
The UFC official podcast, you come in. What are you, Raging Al fucking Longo? What is this? You've been hanging out with Raging Al recently? Stop standing up to the man. This is a fun time. The name of the game today. We're trying to have fun here.
Who am I standing up to?
No, you're very combative, and we're here to have fun.
No.
Will you stop?
No, I'm having a blast.
Are you going to have a good time today?
I'm having a blast
already. Are you happy to be here? Could you relax, though?
Let's not get carried away.
Could you calm down?
It's going to be a good time.
I want you to let your hair down. I haven't seen you in a while.
Really?
Right, I don't know. When did this last time I saw you?
Seems like yesterday.
You don't miss me? Is it too much already? Our friendship lasted longer than many marriages.
Yeah, that is incredible.
Seriously, get in the next seat. You're too close to me. You're really right on. I feel like this is like a Seinfeld. You're a close talker. Why are you right on top of me?
Should we?
Do you want Dana to be in the middle?
No, because then he's looking back and forth. Right. He's going to be like he's feeling he's set up for a hit or something.
Yeah.
You know,
no, this is good. I feel close.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. Yeah. But listen, anyway, what have you? Before we get into anything, everything. There's a lot of things to talk about.
Really,
the fights this. What do you mean? Of course,
right.
The fights this weekend.
Very good.
We're gonna get to that because we got Max Holloway. We're calling him up.
In a couple of minutes. Right.
And that's the fight I'm psyched about because him versus Jose Aldo. I mean, Jose Aldo You know what the thing is? He's getting a lot of shit. He's gotten a lot of shit because of that fight with Connor. But that really is the only blemish in the guy's career. I mean, think about it. He came back and beat Frankie Edgar after that. And we know what kind of stud Frankie Edgar is. I mean, so it's not like the guy's fallen off or the guy had a string of hard fights. He had one fight that went terrible for him.
Right.
And all of a sudden, that's not what he's known for. But it's, man, that got some airplay.
A fighting perspective, though, it's better that than going five rounds and taking a beating for five rounds. So I don't think there was any damage done. It was a knockout, over.
But I meant just reputation-wise, it almost felt like because Connor did that first punch he threw almost.
I think that's the bad part. When you're dealing with a trash talker and then it comes, you know, the reality comes to fruition like that.
It's basically horrible.
That makes it bad.
But he came back since. He looked amazing versus Frankie. And that is the last time we saw him, is when he fought Frankie, correct?
Right.
Yes.
He looked great. I was there live for that.
Yep.
Were you there for that?
No.
I had great seats.
So did I. It was in Mikey Isis's living room.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good.
All right, well, Mikey Isis has got his shout out. Made his day. Hold on, I got to sip my coffee. Say something while I'm doing that.
Yeah. How about, are you excited about this weekend? Marab Davis-Shelly.
Oh, man, we got...
Marab going an undefeated fighter from Duke Rufus's camp.
Yeah, we got, you know, I'll tell Chris the producer, but I'm really talking to the whole audience. We got, you know, Dana's in town,
right.
And we're doing our show looking for a fight. We're going to be in Atlantic City. And we have a few guys on that card.
Yeah.
One guy in particular, he's got his work cut out for him because he's fighting a very tough guy. Marab... No, our guy is Marab. Go ahead.
I think Davis-Shelly. I'm not really sure.
It can't be that easy.
Yeah, it can't.
Davis-Shelly?
That sounded right.
But it's
what is he? Davis-Shelly.
I'm sorry, Marab.
I'm
bad with
it.
The Georgian names.
No, I mean, he's got a name that's.
But Marab is good enough.
You know me, Chris, the producer. If it's not Aldo or Holloway, I have a hard time with any name.
Yeah.
You know, or Longo.
Yeah.
Longo's a fun name to say.
Hey, go ahead. Say it a couple more times.
I'm going to get Max on the phone.
Oh, do that. Okay, no, wait, listen. We're just getting comfortable. Myself and the great Ray Longo. Are you ready to talk to Max Holloway?
Yeah, I am.
Look at us. We're back together again.
Yeah, this is
the team.
Unbelievable.
Right?
Yeah.
One time I want you to be happy to be here. I want you to be just... And I'm going to... What are you doing later on? I'm going to ask you to hang out with us today.
No.
What, you say no?
Nah, I'm going.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm out of here.
No, we're doing stuff after this. I don't want to say what we're doing. Don't say.
Oh, yeah. Ixnay on the Amshnay. Yeah, I got it.
I don't know what that means. All right. Oh, look. Chris Medusa is making a phone call. He's calling Brazil, you know. That's where the fights are. June 3rd, this weekend, pay-per-view. Aldo versus Holloway. Who are you taking before he gets on the phone? Tell me.
Man, I got to tell you, I'm leaning towards Holloway.
Oh, phew, that scared me. I thought he was going to pick up exactly when you said the opposite.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, he's on a 10-fight win streak. He's fought some
good guys. Get closer to the microphone.
He's fought some good guys. He's rangy.
Wait, he's not a 10-fight?
10-fight, which isn't easy, man.
Are you sure about that? Did you check the stats?
6-2-0.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
Keep it down over there, Christopher. It's not like he's called Brazil. This is fun. You having fun so far? Do you have fun on your show? What is your show called again?
Yeah. It's not my show. It's Anik and Florian.
No, not them. No, that's great. I love
Training
both those
Day
guys.
With Ray.
Training Day with Ray is definitely your show.
But it's a home run.
You never asked me to be on that show. What the fuck is that about?
You want to be on the show? I'll hold mitts for you.
Dude,
that'll
you
be a first. That'll be a first in 10 years.
You didn't hold, dude. That's really sad.
Come on, back like the old days, holding mitts, going over some of those techniques.
Yeah.
I don't know. Get me from a good angle.
Setting
though.
Up that overhand.
I don't want to look like a meatball hitting the mitts. You got to see me rolling around. I'm still getting Camorras. Oh! Is this the great Max Holloway?
Hey, what up, my man?
What's up,
what
dude?
Up, what up?
You're talking to Matt Serra. And Jim Norton's off today, but he's away doing his comedy overseas. But we got the great Ray Longo in studio with
That's
me.
That's what I'm talking about, Max. Big That's fan, buddy.
Thank you. What up, Ray Longo? How you doing, brother?
Good.
He gets excited. Max got excited to hear from you.
You know what's even funnier? Because I was reading up on you. I didn't know that a good friend of mine, Pedro Sauer, is one of your jiu-jitsu instructors.
Yeah. That's our jiu-jitsu affiliate. My head coach got his black belt from him.
Yeah, I mean, have you met Pedro?
Yeah, I met Pedro. I love that guy.
He's a great, isn't he a great dude, man? Please make sure you say hello to him. We had a lot of good times. Before I really was with Matt, I mean, he was coming to New York doing a lot of jiu-jitsu for the school. And just a great guy, right?
Old school. He's a Hicks and Gracie black belt, yeah. Pedro Sawyer.
I had a lot of fun with that guy. He's a great guy. Got a lot of wisdom. He explains things great. I think you're in good hands with that guy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Like you said, the way he explains stuff and breaks stuff down is just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So tell me about Brazil. Where are you keeping the knife shop there? Are you going to an academy over there? Or?
We just... staying at the hotel, man. You know, it's just I got my crew here. We go to the hotel. We work out around the time. We're gonna be fighting around like 1:30 in the morning here in Brazil. So it should be great. You know, it's just the only thing we've been doing in Brazil besides working out. You know, earlier in the week we came early to get acclimated and stuff. But we got to do a hike on Sunday. Went to the Christ statue. That was cool. We got some go-kart racing in yesterday. So, you know, enjoying the perks.
And that's your first time over there, you said?
Second time. I came over here for the fight, to hype up the fight a little bit, like a couple weeks ago. But, yeah, this is the first time I'll be fighting and doing all this stuff.
Now, let me ask you, fighting, you know, Jose Aldo, who is a legend in the sport, and you're fighting him in his backyard. Does that make a bit of difference to you that you're fighting him over there?
Not at all. You know, this guy's human. I'm human. You know, he stabbed us in the same place. I'm pretty sure blood is going to come out both of us the same rate and all that stuff. And it is what it is. You know, at the end of the day, you know, when we get in the cage, you know this more than anybody else. It's just going to be me, him, and some other guy, you know, controlling the fight, of stopping us from doing stupid shit. So that's just what it is. You know, it's a fight. You know, it's a fight. I'm a fighter, and I just can't wait to do the damn thing.
Let me ask you, Max, and I talk about this a lot with Longo, is a lot of times a difference in a fight is the guy who's, I don't want to say more relaxed in there, but that too, but really the guy that's enjoying the fight, you know, a few names like pop into my head, Raging Ally Aquinta, El Kakui, Tony Ferguson, and yourself, Max Holloway. It seems that you enjoy... I don't know if it's the competition of it. What is it about the fight that you enjoy? Because it really looks like you're enjoying your job out there.
You know, I just, man, you know better than anybody. You know, you're out here working 6 to 8 weeks. You got to give up all the great food like ice cream and churros and chips and all that fun stuff. You know, and then you got to give up time with your. You know, I got a son. I got to give up time with him. You know. I got to give up family time. It was my mother's birthday I had to miss, you know, dinners, and the list goes on, you know, hanging out with friends. You know, you got to, like, I miss so much and sacrifice so much that when I go in there, why the hell would I not have fun? You know, it's just, you know, the busy time is the fight camp. You know, fight week is easy. We just got to get through it, get through the weight cut, get to the fight, and do the damn thing, have fun. You know, I know what I did. I know all the hard work I did. So it's just go out there, time to show the world what I did. You know, I'm just here to show the world. I've been working my ass off for this, and you know, and I always wanted to be the greatest. You know, I want to be the greatest in whatever I want to do, and I want to leave a legacy. You know, like how you said, this guy's a golden game. He's one of the best to ever do it. You know, and I can't wait. You know, having a guy under my having his name under my belt would be perfect. Would write another story towards my legacy.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, Max, you're on your way. I mean, I'm absolutely blown away. 10-fight win streak in the UFC. Is really, that is an accomplishment in itself. And to be, you know, with the likes of Anderson Silva, John Jones, GSP, Demetrius Johnson, I mean, how does that make you feel?
That makes me feel great. You know, when you think about it, it's cool. And it makes me feel nice. But, you know, at the end of the day, I got a lot more to do. You know, I got a lot more to do. I ain't stopping here, you know. I can sit back and smell the roses a little bit later when I'm done retired. You know, right now we can enjoy it, but... it's time to get back to work. You know, it's too much guys, they live in the past. You know, too much guys, they're trying to predict the future. I'm here in the present. You know, I'm taking one step at a time, one foot in front of another, and that's what we're doing.
Well, I mean, I tell you, whatever you're doing, man, you're doing it right, man. I really enjoy watching you fight. Like Matt says, man, you're one of those guys, you're relaxed, you're having a good time, you're trying new stuff every fight. Just, it's a pleasure to watch you fight.
Oh, thank you.
Max, how old were you when you realized that this was your calling, that, hey, man, that's what I want to do?
You know, I was, it was funny, man. You know, I was 16. I remember this day. I was like 3 days before school was up. You know, we had, there's a fight. I actually started training 3 days before my first kickboxing match, and I won. I won my first kickboxing match, trained for 3 days, fought on, trained on Wednesday, fought on Saturday, and I loved it. You know, at that time, I wanted to be a K-1 kickboxer. You know, that's when I was 10th grade, and then, you know, 2 years later, that's when the UFC, you know, BJ Penero was coming up, and all that stuff, and the UFC was taking over, and, you know, you see these guys making like, you know, like 30 and 30 or stuff and or 60 grand is like, damn, that's a lot of money. You know, I think I can do this. So, you know, it was when I was in stuff. I remember telling people, like, I'm going to be a UFC fighter. I'm going to be a UFC fighter. And they all laughed, but we're here now, you know.
Max?
Yeah, I've been down the dog my whole life. You know, this ain't nothing new.
Yeah, and Max, being from Hawaii, was BJ Penn a big influence for you?
Yeah, you know, BJ Penn is the guy that set the bar. You know, he set the bar. You know, and bars are meant to be broken, and that's what I'm here to do. You know, the world already had a BJ Penn. You know, and that's great. You know, the world only can have one of you. You know, so be you. You know, stop trying to be these other guys. You know, go out there and be yourself. You know, and I'm here trying to set a bar for the next person. You know, and I dare you to beat it. That's just how it is. You know, that's the way I look at it. You know, he showed us, like, damn, you know, if this kid from Hawaii could make it, why not me, you know? And then I'm here, you know, I'm not trying to fill no shoes, you know, I'm just trying to break the bar. He set a bar high, and I'm over here trying to break it.
I think that's very interesting. Do you get annoyed? Not annoyed, because I can tell you have a lot of respect for BJ and for what he's done. But, again, you talk about your own legacy. Being from Hawaii, and he's so popular, because he was, like, one of the pioneer coming from there, you know, into MMA. You get a little bit annoyed where, and almost every interview, maybe, I don't know if it's every interview, people bring up BJ and his legacy, and meanwhile you're making yours.
No, not at all. You know, of course he's the like you said, he was a pioneer. You know, you gotta give the man respect. But at the end of the day, nobody can be better than you. You know, like we need more. You know, we need more real people, you know, too much people trying to be copiers, too much people trying to do this, do that. I want to be like this guy. I don't want to, you know, just be yourself. Nobody can be more you than you, you know, like Dr. Seuss said, you know, go out there, and if you want something, go and get it, you know, go and do it, you know, stop trying to be, we live in a world where everybody trying to be copycats and like, oh, if he did it, I'm going to do it, or people saying, oh, he's doing this because people did this. No, you know, a bunch of people did a bunch of things, you know, but do it your way and get it done.
Fucking Dr. Seuss is a regular Castellano. Yeah. Yeah, Max. Yeah. Max, not the, and I'm going to lose Longo.
Don't lose him, Max. But trust me, he's very close with the mayor of Whoville.
don't give me a pity laugh to Longo, please.
Max, let it go, Max. Be yourself. This is funny stuff.
Now I'm going to lose Longo with this next question, Max. But listen, I'm going to be 43 this weekend. It's very depressing. But really quick, as a 43-year-old man, I still play video games. So I give you hope when you're older, you could do that. I heard you are very much into video games. Uh-huh. You do that live streaming thing called Twitch.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how that works. I think people pay money to watch you play video games. Can I do that, please? Can I get on Twitch?
Get on it.
How do you do that?
You can do it. Anybody can do it, man. You can sign up, you know, and... And then the thing is, I got a partner. I'm sure they'll partner you, but yeah, for sure. You just got to get on. Tell Chris Wyman to help you.
He's on that.
He's on it, but he doesn't tell anybody. I think he just blew his cover. I think he hides in the basement and does that.
Yeah, tell him to set up your computer and your game system for you and get it done. You know, oh, people. Man. If you trip out, there's some guys that make a lot of good money from it. I'm like blown away from it. So it's like. Get on it, Matt. You know, jump on the train now. Don't be jumping on too late when it's like gone. You know.
What's so great about that is I'll just tell my wife and my three kids, "Daddy is working. You gotta get out of here. Get out of here while I play my Call of Duty. Daddy is. Exactly. You ever hear of Twitch, kids? Huh? You want to be one dance class? I'm sorry,
Max.
I'm
please tell me Call of Duty's not on there anymore.
Of course,
is it? Duty, is that still a game?
Of course.
Yeah, I did. I got a new one coming out.
Yeah, Longo's going to be like, Longo just remembers when Miss Pac-Man came out. So he's, what do you mean there's another Pac-Man? So don't, we can't, we're going to lose him.
Can I make money on Twitch playing Pong?
Not on your Commodore 64, right, Longo. You're going to need to update.
It's horrible.
If you the Nintendo 64 got an HDMI, I think so. You could figure out a way.
There you go.
PC. You could download a PC. They'd be playing throwback games on there. All the PC
there you
gamers,
go. I'm gonna
sure.
be a millionaire.
Listen, no, the guy with the best thumb in the world can't throw that back. The fucking Longo's Q-Bert and Caterpillar, or whatever you call that centipede. Aim in the middle, like pixels. My buddy Kevin James. Calm down, Longo. Listen, Max. What are you playing now?
You know, I'm playing the game that I mostly play is Rainbow Six. It's called Rainbow Six Siege, and it's like 5-on-5 and operators. And you know, there's a objective is like protect the bomb or grab the hostage or yeah. Go and defuse a bomb. You know, so
that's,
It's super fun. Super, you got to use strategies, and you know, I got a little crew, and we do good on it. So I love it. You know, it's super competitive. Everybody who watches the game is like, man, this gets your heart going, you know, because like you're creeping around corners and doing all that special Asian shit. So it's pretty fun.
You know, just like in fighting and just like in jiu-jitsu, there's different levels to this whole video game thing. And I'll never forget the time that I partnered up with my buddy, with UFC fighter Joe Lazone and his crew. And it was just me with all his friends, right? We're playing Call of Duty, and I didn't realize how bad I was or how good they were. All I know is they're probably like, hey, Joe, who's your dorky friend? I sucked. I just played one game. I got out. I think the guy blocked me on it. I don't know. I sucked. I'm good. Like I play with my kids, get in the shower. I get a couple games of Call of Duty in. It's fun, Longo.
It's fun.
Sounds like a blast.
All right. Listen, Max, I know you're doing these interviews all day long. I can't wait. For this, I am so psyched for this freaking fight. I really am. I really enjoy your fighting, dude. Every fight, there's no such thing as a boring Max Holloway fight. And although, man, that guy doesn't want to lose at his home there. So this is super exciting, Longo. Anything else you want to ask, Max?
Nah, that's it, man. I just make it number 11, buddy. We're all pulling for you.
Yeah, Max, do your thing, man. We'll be watching.
Thank you. You guys have a great day, you guys. Thank you for having me.
Max, thanks. Really great talk, buddy. Your head's in the right spot. I love where you're at.
Take care, Max.
Thank you, guys.
Take it easy, buddy.
All right. That was fun. Max a good dude. Man, I'll tell you. That was good.
I tell you, he says all the right things.
Yeah, dude, the guy enjoys fighting, and I'll tell he's going to be hard to beat.
I mean,
man.
10-fight win streak in the UFC is really not easy.
And, you know, he lost to Conor back in one of his earlier fights. But he went the distance with him.
Right, you know, and I think he got injured in that fight also.
What do you mean?
I think he tore his ACL.
Oh, did he?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but he was in there. He was in the fight, you know? And he's a young, how old is he, by the way?
25, I think.
That's great.
Which is crazy. He's got youth on his side. He's got great experience.
Yeah.
Beat a lot of top guys. This is a good fight. Really great matchup.
Right?
I can't wait.
Longo, let me tell you about our new sponsor, Wink. Do you like wine, Ray Longo?
Yeah, I like wine.
Yeah, you're a whiner. Yeah. But listen, I enjoy a nice red. A nice,
really?
Nice glass of red wine. You know that.
Name one.
Merlot.
Very good.
Thank you. All right, but listen, it's not about that.
Okay.
I want to talk about Wink because when you have a great glass of wine, it enhances the moment. Do you know that, Ray Longo? Whether you're reflecting on the day or with someone you love. It's true. Good. Eat your sandwich. I'm going to talk to you. Wink understands this. It's why they started their own company, to give you access to the exceptional wines from around the world so you can have more of those moments. Do you understand? You hear what I'm telling you about Wink?
I do now.
Well, keep listening.
I'm telling you, I want
you to keep listening, okay? Just go to trywink.com, spelled TRYWINC.com. Take a brief palate profile quiz. That's what I was telling you.
Palate profile.
That's what I was telling you.
A palate profile
quiz.
Wow.
And Wink will recommend distinct and interesting wines, actually customized to your palate.
Off the quiz.
Longo, off the quiz. Your palate.
Wow.
To be shipped directly to your door every month.
What are you thinking?
You don't got to waste time. I'm trying to tell you that you don't have to waste time running out to a store on your way to a gathering. You don't have to do that on your way home from work.
I just go to my Wink app.
Can I finish? Wink bases their wines they send to you on your taste preferences. Wink will even introduce you to a new, rare, custom wines that are not available anywhere else.
Nowhere.
And tell you the story behind each one. Join for free. Skip any month, cancel any time, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So you never pay for a bottle you do not like. And right now, Wink is offering listeners $20 off your first order when you go to trywink.com/UFC. They'll even cover the cost of shipping, Longo. That's TryWink, spelled TRYWINC.com/UFC to get $20 off your first order now. Plus complimentary shipping. TryWink.com/UFC.
This is UFC Unfiltered with Jim Norton and Matt Serra.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans proudly supports UFC Unfiltered. When it comes to the big decision of choosing a mortgage lender, it's important to work with someone you can trust who has your best interest in mind. And with Rocket Mortgage, you'll get a transparent online process that gives you the confidence to make an informed decision. Don't waste time searching through stacks of paperwork. With Rocket Mortgage, you can securely share your financial info to get mortgage approval in minutes. You can even adjust the rate and length of your loan in real time to make sure you get the mortgage solution that's right for you. Whether you're looking to buy a home or refinance your existing mortgage, you can lift the burden of getting a home loan with Rocket Mortgage. Skip the bank, skip the waiting, and go completely online at quickenloans.com/unfiltered. That's quickenloans.com/unfiltered, an equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Longo's Hollywood now, Chris the producer.
I've always been.
He was on. He was on. Kevin, you know, Can't Wait.
That was. Come on.
Do the line.
Harry Connick likes the frickin' lasagna.
That's
on cue, Chris.
That line is just.
You know, Chris, you don't have to be in Hollywood.
The audience loves that line. They were a little confused at first. That's why they didn't clap.
Well, I tell you, Chris, a little slow on the trigger.
I'm working with him on that.
We've been working on it.
You're not getting on Twitch.
There's some way I got to take control of that sound effect thing. This is radio, not TV, Longo. You got to say something to me. Don't just look at me. Seriously, get me the other seat until Dana gets here. He's going to be here soon. Listen, you got some questions for the Big Cheese?
Yeah, that's cool.
I went out to dinner with him last night. I didn't want to talk to him. Like, I want to save stuff.
Where'd you go to eat? Where'd you go?
Why don't you wait till he gets here?
That's enough. All right, good.
Oh, you wanted me to try to tell you? Oh, I didn't even work with you?
That was good.
All right, now listen. You got some planned material? Because I could tell. What did we talk about before?
It's always organic.
Off the cuff.
Organic.
Off the cuff.
Organic. There you go.
All right.
Now everybody's sick. Who's ever listening?
People listen to this. Tell me about Training Day for Ray. Is anybody on besides the one guy that's the guy with the quotes? Do you have anybody else on that show?
Oh, we've had go to the library. Look, there's some. You know, I was having a conversation with your your adopted son, Frankie Bam Bam.
He was on it?
He said the info, he loves it. The info he gets off of that, the knowledge that's dispensed on that show, he thinks is phenomenal.
So now all the compliments he gives me, I throw them right in the face.
Now you know where.
Oh, you love Unfiltered, huh, Bam Bam? You love looking for a fight? It means nothing.
Wait, how about this?
I'm proud of your show. I'm proud of it.
Until Dana gets it, how about we promote the Ring of Combat this weekend?
I'm drinking my beverage. My
buddy Lou Neglia, one of the best promoters around. I mean, he does a great job with that show. There's over 100 fighters that went to the UFC from that show.
You see, you didn't finish that. You have to say that all in one sentence. Tell me about the 100 fighters.
Wow.
I'm with you.
It's a great breeding ground for up-and-coming guys. I mean, a couple of good fights. Remember Weidman against Uriah Hall?
Where did I come up?
Oh, you weren't there.
Where did I come
up?
Where did I come up?
Yeah, and Max
It used Sarah. To be called Vengeance of the Vanderbilt, his first promotion.
Right.
And then he switched it to the Ring of Combat.
You know, we used to, at that time, right, we used to bill it as a wrestling exhibition, a grappling exhibition.
When I used to fight.
When he used to fight.
Yeah.
And I will say this, he fought anybody and anybody. I mean, there were times he weighed in at 170, guys weighed in at 200. And that's where he was a huge favorite on Long Island. The place used to go crazy.
It was a party, man.
That was really unbelievable.
There's a rumor I like the party, and it's true. And the Vanderbilt back in the day,
it felt like
something out of Mad Max, because it was in the center, and it was a two-level club where they had catering things and whatnot.
No, they had skyboxes
It felt like a pith.
It was great.
You know? It was a great venue for
fights.
I took limbs, Ray Longo. Right?
He was the man back then. Man, he would weigh... let me tell you something. He would weigh in at 168.
Longo, without even making... no problem.
Nice and trim.
Now it's 268.
He's the only guy to give a compliment. It's like, it hurts. You feel that you... You hear the hurt in him to give Back then, he was the man. Back then.
Is that bad? Is it now?
Isn't it amazing? I'm still relevant?
You are relevant. Of course you are.
All right.
But those were phenomenal times.
Those were great days.
Come on.
I was 20. There we go. You were my age now. And it was, the thing was, back then, it's more about like the times. I mean, we had great times. Where did the time go?
Happy birthday,
by the way.
Thank you very much. You just had one. Yeah, thank you.
The big 6-0, ladies and gentlemen. The big 6-0, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
Yeah. Not quite, but...
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, what?
Thanks for the compliment.
I'm sorry. It's not 6-0. Yeah. No, it's not there yet.
No, it's 7-0.
No, it's not. It's 59. Seriously, no. Say it.
And Longo. Happy birthday to you in case
I'm 59. Say it.
In case I don't see you on Friday, happy birthday.
No, you're going to be there Friday.
Nah, but I don't want to talk to you.
43's hit me hard, Longo. Can I talk to you about it?
Yeah, let's talk about it. How do you feel? 43. Did you ever think this day would come?
I'd make it to 43?
I mean, I know this guy since he's 18.
Do you remember being in Mineola, sitting on the edge of your ring? And saying that you just didn't want this to end. Do you remember that? I didn't want this. I feel like it could end at any time. Not life.
I think we...
By the way, get a colonoscopy. I mean, we'll talk about this again later, but you're too old not to get a colonoscopy.
I think we had this conversation last week.
But not about the colonoscopy.
I think we have every day.
I'm like a second wife or something.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, I'll get to it. No. It'll get the only help you have.
Oh my God.
Somebody help me, please. No, I'm not bringing this down the depressing town, but you got to get checked out.
I'm going to get a colonoscopy.
I'll bring this up after air, okay? We don't have to talk about this on air. The UFC, listen to me. People, I care. Somebody's got to talk. I'm going to talk to Velma.
Let me tell you something.
I can't believe your wife didn't have to get
I could feel your compassion. Trust me.
Aren't you glad you came in? But all right, before we were talking about the colonoscopy, us back at the Mineola Health Club. Longo's place used to be adjoined to a health club in Mineola, Long Island. And we had some good times there. Right?
Great times. It's where it all started.
And I remember you saying, man, I just feel like this could end tomorrow. It didn't. It's 20 years ago.
We kept this train rolling for a while.
And we're still going.
And
we opened up new, there's new ventures going on. There's a new chapter in our life.
Who would have thunk it?
I don't know where I'm going with this. How'd I start this off?
I don't know.
Bring me back.
Chris, sorry, I was distracted. Dana just got here.
We need help.
Dana just got here, so I'm going to talk to Dana. The big cheese, everybody. The big cheese. Do it.
Well, he doesn't even have the headphones.
Sorry. Go ahead. Say hello to Chris the producer. There you go. In the headphones, we have people are clapping. Can you do that again? We get the headset on so it's nice.
People clap?
I don't know. Let's put the headphones
there
on.
There it is. Thank you for saving
How
the day.
Are you,
buddy? Thank
nice. You. Trust me, we need you. We're going down heavy.
Don't listen to him. I can't even see him. Now you're being rude, Ray Longo. Hold on. Listen, but like I said, president of UFC, the great Dana White is in studio. Oh, yeah. No. Yes.
Come on.
Calm down, people.
Amazing production.
You see how sad this is already? Yeah,
the budget around here is massive. No,
I still think we should have put Dana in the middle. Look at this. All I see is a side profile.
I followed Chris the producer's instructions.
Do you want the middle? No, he's fine.
I don't want to be sandwiched by us two, do you?
You're used to being in the middle.
Okay, Malcolm, thanks. That's good. Good
stuff. But seriously, and I'm not being a prick, but it's not like Jimmy Norton here where I could see the other guy. You're kind of a big gentleman.
I'm going to try to move
Longo,
the mic back.
Just doing it for the rest of the interview. Lean back a little bit and just suck in the guy. I got to see Dana.
Trust me, I wouldn't want to ruin this love affair. Oh, my God.
Listen, we got a lot of things to talk about. You left us hanging this morning. I'm not. We're here in the city. What are you doing here in the city? I know, but Chris, the producer, doesn't know.
Oh, he doesn't know.
No, what are you going to tell?
You haven't said it 67,000 times.
Well, I'm not saying exactly what we're doing.
What does he love to talk about and plug more than anything on earth? His show.
My show?
Looking for a fight.
It's not Matt Serra looking for a fight.
Listen, my name Google's better than yours. But there's no secret who the star of the show is, okay?
Gian Vellante? Oh, should we know that he's...
Wow. Where's Vellante?
How'd he do? How'd he do this morning? His first day on set.
What happens is, for people that don't know, Dean Thomas is off cornering somebody in Brazil. Who is he cornering today? Who this weekend? Do we even know?
I don't know.
There's too many things.
You must be a close friend of his.
Anyway, so he's not able to do this episode with us, Ray. So I was lobbying for you, to be honest. No, I'm only kidding. I put your name in the hat.
I got thrown
And then we listen to me. We did the thing with the hat where we shook it around, and Dana reached in. And listen, no, actually.
Matt said, fuck him. He's doing the podcast. That's enough.
I tell you, you got rid of the lip. You brought in the stomach.
Yeah.
Where's Vellante? Where is he?
The lip. It was the tooth. Are you serious?
The lip.
If you're writing down this shitty material, don't think that's off the cuff. He practiced that 20 times on the Long Island Railroad to himself, like Rayman. They got rid of the tooth. He got the stomach. Yeah. Longo, don't write down material. But listen, what were we getting at? So Gian Vellante is going to be on an upcoming episode of Dana White looking for a fight. It is true. I do love plugging it.
Yeah.
It's a good job.
It's a great show.
Look behind you, Chris, the producer. We're doing it now.
We got the whole crew here.
We got the looking for a fight people.
Dana looks very excited about the show. Yes.
We have a good time.
No, it's great. We do. We have fun. Yeah.
And we find tough people. And Longo, you're going to be on a future episode. Don't think this is... I know you're upset. Actually, what are you doing later? We might be going someplace
home.
Later.
Trust me, home.
I think maybe we'll be doing some stuff. And
definitely
I think
we're
going to invite you to be on there. Because we're doing some fun stuff
Matt's
later.
Trying to bring you into some pizza eating.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Are we doing it today, by the way?
I don't know.
I want to keep people in suspense, so I can't really talk about it.
If it's pizza reading, I might be down for it.
Right?
Yeah.
Nice. It's going to be... Now, listen, let's talk about the fights. Well, we got a lot of things to talk about. We got the fights in AC. Who's coming in? What do we got going on here? Oh, hi! What's up, dude? Brian, you're on UFC Unfiltered. Sorry. Dana's bodyguard. Great man. That's good. I like your shout out.
Brian.
What do you got there, Dana? You got the notes? Cliff notes? The people at home want to know. No. What does that have absolutely nothing to do with anything that we're talking about?
Absolutely
it's so great.
Nothing to do with
I think he's going
to
present
about.
Me with a certificate.
Look at this. Oh, he's opening up an envelope. Drum roll, please.
I think I'm getting Dude, inducted. Hold on.
Look at this. Oh, wow. It's a whole lot of nothing for the show.
This is stuff Elliot was supposed to bring me hours ago. Elliot's right on top of shit usual.
We got the breaking news. It's absolutely nothing.
His plane ticket and his hotel room are way too expensive for what he brings to the table.
Poor Elliot.
Listen, did
poor
you?
Poor me.
Really quick, did you see the Gustafson fight versus Glover?
Oh my God!
How great was that?
It was incredible. Actually, no bullshit. Right when I was pulling in here, the president of Fox called me and said that card was great and that main event was incredible.
I mean, I thought his boxing was just point on, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
he looked good.
You know,
there's several fights on it. No, that I haven't seen a finish with that. You got three uppercuts and then that right, and then a slip,
I think that's
it's like he's seen it like the Matrix.
I think that sums up that fight. He had no answer for that uppercut.
No answer. And that's
at all.
How it ends. It ends with three straight uppercuts.
Unbelievable. Three in a row.
And then he slipped.
He slips a right hand. I mean, really beautiful. Being a boxing fan, you had to love that.
It was awesome. Right? Great finish.
And for a big guy like that, man, I thought he was moving unbelievable. Really.
Yeah. It was great. I agree.
I gotta push that mic right in front of you, like you're a big baby. Okay, I'm sorry, Dana. Listen, I miss Longo. I haven't seen him in a while.
I know. It's been a day.
When I came in here, he came in just with drawing swords.
Oh yeah, that's what I did.
But we're having a good time.
Got witnesses. What swords?
You know that other fight I was impressed with? That kid in camp, who's a young kid.
Yeah.
And he fought Torbit.
Nordine Taleb.
All right, I was way off.
No, you got
Taleb.
It. Yeah,
that was a good fight. I don't know if you guys even saw that fight.
Yeah.
The young kid in camp, give me his full name, please.
It's Oliver in camp.
Oliver!
Yeah.
How did I forget a name like that? he was 25, and Taleb was a 35-year-old man, and it looked like that. It looked like a
like a guy, a mature guy would experience fighting a younger kid.
It looked like a man and a boy.
It did. That's what I wanted to say. I don't want to be, because he had a boy, like a boyish face.
Yeah. And he had boyish strength, and Taleb seemed a lot stronger.
A lot stronger. And he fought a smart fight. But there was still something about that kid though. His striking, he had a little bit of, he was working a lot with the Machida family, I believe, or the Machida brothers. I heard on the podcast.
Undefeated right up until that fight. Yeah.
And he had a nice little bounce in his step, and there was nowhere he was uncomfortable. He was threatening everywhere. Even on the floor, he did a lot of nice stuff. But Taleb was stronger than him. And he was,
and
a smart fight.
Yeah, and it seemed like, obviously, for his first big fight, you know how it is when you get those jitters, man. Especially, you go out there to Sweden, the place is sold out, it's going crazy, you're in your hometown. You know, it was a rough night for him.
We're going to get to the fight, back to the fights in a second. The summer retreat? What is it called? Yeah, the fuck am I saying?
What was that den of inequities you ran out there?
It was the summit. It was the summit.
Oh, it was the fighter summit. Yeah.
Man, that went. That definitely.
A lot of partying going on.
Yeah. It was. You know, it was about coming out and seeing the facility that we built for the fighters, and having a good time. That's really what it was about. They had some good speakers there, and you know, learned some things. But it was definitely well balanced with fun and learning.
This is going to be an annual thing now.
I don't know how often we're going to do it, but no. It isn't cheap. That's for damn sure.
Right.
It's super expensive. So
Snoop Dogg,
I can't be doing those every three weeks.
Snoop Dogg was there?
Yeah, Snoop performed. He's always great. If you've never seen Snoop Dogg live, he's incredible live.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. Very good.
Now, besides Gian Vellante attacking you with a water gun, he got you. He got you good. That's probably what got him on the show.
The guy has the aim of an assassin with a fucking squirt gun. It was pretty impressive, and of all people, he hooked it up with my daughter. I don't know where that creep met my daughter, but they hooked up, and
how old is your daughter?
She's 11. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
She lured me out, and he shot me. Yeah,
I saw the video.
From under the counter, like 10 feet away.
He's one of those guys. He's a great uncle. That guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's a kid at heart,
yeah.
And he really does. I see him with like Weidman's kids. It's phenomenal.
He's a great dude.
Good dude.
Yeah. I was talking about that last night at dinner with Dana. How Vellante had a reputation on the football fields, and you heard about this.
Vellante was one of the best football players that came out of Hofstra, and they did send people to the NFL. You know what I mean? They did have, I think, Wayne Krabet, and they had another cornerback. They had a couple of guys, though.
Yeah, but the point was, he was a nasty prick on the football field.
Yeah, he's
hugging people in the cage.
Nah, somewhere
high-fiving.
Somewhere he became a nice guy, but his high school reputation was brutal.
We gotta get him back to there because he's a beast.
Yeah,
he's such a nice guy, though.
He's too nice.
Too nice. You know who we need? I know what I want to address: the elephant in the room, and I'm not attacking you.
Wow.
I want to.
I thought I lost weight.
Yes! That's how you attack somebody. A sneak attack. I'm sorry, Dana. Listen to me. What I want to talk about is.
Dana, you can leave anytime you're sick.
No.
I know it's not going to be long. Listen. And I'm trying to hold back now.
What's the state with Art? I haven't talked to the guy a couple things through text. What's going on with Raging Al Iaquinta? What is
we're up and down with Raging Al. He's one minute he's great, and the next minute he's on he's raging again. but yeah, you know, I saw him in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah,
bumped into him out in the street.
With his dad?
Yeah, he was with his dad.
Yeah, his dad's a great man.
Couldn't have been a nicer kid. His dad's a great guy.
Man, quiet guy.
Yeah. Totally cool. And then you look on social media, and he's back. It's been a very weird situation
from a guy, and it, you know, it feels weird, Longo, because sometimes I feel in the middle, of things, because Dana doesn't bitch to me about any of our guys, and my guys don't bitch to me about Dana, but I do feel that I'm kind of friends with everybody.
Yeah, well, you're friends with.
I am friends with everybody, and we were saying this last night that, like, and me knowing Dana, I think they'd get along fucking great. They were hanging out, right?
Yeah.
Al's a good fucking kid.
I tell you, when he comes in the gym, it's like the guy you met on the street. I mean, he's a quiet guy, hard worker, quiet. His dad's super respectful and quiet, but that other side of him,
Social media Al. Social media Al's a maniac.
That's definitely a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Yeah. It really is.
100%. And what's crazy is what a lot of people don't realize is what we deal with Rage and Al. We pretty much deal with most of the fighters. When you look at how many people are under contract, a few are public and most are not. You know, the same stuff's going on, you know, behind the scenes daily with different people. So,
I mean, you're used to this.
It's all part of the gig, man.
Without a doubt.
I really am. And I'm getting old and tired. And I just don't get fired up about shit like I used to.
It's not like back with Tito.
Yeah, exactly.
So if it was 10 years ago, this would be a different story.
You're absolutely right.
100%, right?
100%.
That happens with age. No, you mellow out a little bit.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
Trust me, it happens.
Raging Al. And the thing is about Raging Al, and I talk about this with Longo a lot, is that you want your guys to be respectful. Like, we love our guys, and we want them to be respectful.
Yes.
But you can't clip their nuts, man. You can't. It's hard. You're
absolutely right.
Yeah. They're
fighters. At the end of the day, they're fighters.
And the one thing you have to respect is his fighting ability. Yes. Yeah, he comes to fight. He does what you want.
And that's what he's here for.
But I think there is a fine line where these guys get... They're confused over how much to go, to get the attention.
Yep.
And that's where it gets crazy, I think.
And that is what happens, especially these days. If you look at the success of Conor McGregor, you see a lot of these guys doing a lot of things for attention.
Right. Do you notice that since Conor McGregor, more people have done that?
100%.
And that's the issue, man.
100%.
But I mean, Al, like, when you say in the locker room, Longo, usually Longo could be like a little bit of a nervous wreck. I feel like any day it could be like Rocky III when Mickey's dropping dead. Not dropping dead, having a hard time.
And if I'm lucky, it'll happen in about 5 seconds from now. Holy crap.
But my point is, you never worry about Raging Al when we're walking out.
Nah, you know what you're getting.
And he's a worry wart. I ain't worried about this guy, he tells me. And it's unusual, but I get it. Because we know he's going to fight.
Yeah, watch him in the gym. He's
week
tough,
before,
man.
2 weeks before. How you feeling now? I wanted to be here already.
Yeah. He's itching to go. Yep.
That's why, like, after when there's like a thing that goes like after the last time he went on Mike and Dana's text, I'm thinking Dana's like gonna give me a text like, man, that was great. It's more like, oh boy. He goes, here we go. I'm like, it's like, for me, it's almost like a little bit of a buzzkill because I'm like, I'm so happy for this because he does such amazing things.
The people that don't know, when we're standing up there in the octagon, we can't hear the interviews.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear nothing.
So most people think that, because I'll come down and people be like, oh, my God, did you hear what that guy just said or what he just said?
Can't hear anything.
Can't hear a word. Yeah. When you're up in the octagon, you don't hear a word that they're saying in their interview. So you have to get backstage. People have to tell you and fill you in because you definitely don't hear it.
So he's saying stuff about the UFC's got to know I'm the man and this and that. Meanwhile, Dana's texting me. I'm like, how'd you like it, Dana? Wasn't that great? He's like, oh,
because I watched it on TV. And a lot of people, I see stuff all the time for the last 20 years posted. Oh, look at Dana's face during this. Look at Dana's face during that.
Right.
It isn't because of what they're saying because we can't hear a word.
Hear a word.
That's nothing.
Really, it is so true. At the summit, to get back to that really quick, because there was obviously a situation that went down, an incident.
There were a few incidents.
Yeah. But this one definitely got
some press. This one was next level.
Cyborg ended up, was it an open hand smack or was it a punch?
No, it was a punch.
Yeah, I mean, video.
I have the good video.
What's her name? It's Angela?
Angela Magana.
Yeah, Magana. I have the really good video of it.
I know you showed me yesterday, but I don't know. Was it a punch? It was a punch.
It was a punch.
Yeah. What is, like, listen, obviously there's laws. You're not supposed to be punching people, but this whole cyberbullying.
There's laws, but.
Yeah. But. Like this whole site, like one, there's a few things that really don't sit right with me here is the fact that.
Can you cyberbully fighters?
Sorry?
Can you cyberbully fighters?
Can you cyberbully?
Fighters. Can you cyberbully a fighter? I mean.
Could you?
Hey, listen, if you have social media, you're being cyberbullied.
I got off Twitter.
Did you?
Oh, not for that, but just for that. I don't like negativity. It's just, I mean, any kind of.
Right.
There's nobody.
I don't care what kind of star you are, male, female, whatever it is. It's a place where freaks who can hide behind, most of them are private.
Yes.
Most of the people that see, talk that kind of stuff are have private accounts, which I think isn't right.
Without a doubt.
Instagram should change that. If yours private, you should only be able to message the people you let follow you.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm agreeing 100% with, they have to stop that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that they let
people.
That
would take away a lot.
It really would.
And it's annoying as shit.
Because let me tell you what, I always tell these people when they're talking shit, open up that freak show you call a life. Let us in. Why are you private?
That freak show you call a life.
Let us in there and see what's going on. You're talking all this shit about us. Let us in and see what you have going on. They don't do that. And the other people that talk shit, all you have to do, one click. Click on their Instagram. They're usually the creepiest motherfuckers that you have ever seen in your life.
It's actually a sad commentary on human nature. Really,
it's very true. But this is a different situation. Pretty much. This isn't an anonymous. Did I say that word right?
Anonymous. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
It's not anonymous, but
we know who the girl is.
Right.
And I understand. I heard Chael Sonnen talk about it and saying he totally agrees with Angela being the victim and that, you know, Cyborg, there's no way she should have, you know, like hit her. If this girl wants to make a name for herself, she could go back and attack her on social media. I don't agree with that at all. At all. Because, one, I mean, you know, you could, and it sounds kind of silly, but, you know, Cyborg, now think about if it's your sister, your mother, your daughter, whoever. She's a lot of things to a lot of people. She's in there. There's a picture of her, and the girl's making fun of her, comparing her to something, doing it with her face, whatever it is. And it's very, that, I'll tell you, that will scar more, and that will take longer to heal than this chick's lip. All right. Seriously, and I'm not. I think that's true.
But at the end of the day, Matt,
at the end of the day, she's a girl, and then not even just a girl.
But we're all public figures. And we're all open to. There's been tons of times where fighters have said things about other fighters. You know, Bisping and GSP have been going at it, and saying things, and the list goes on and on. Yeah,
but this is the problem with that. Now, I agree with that. You want to hype the fight. You want to hype up your image. You're a crazy person. That's great. But it's usually dealt with if I'm fighting Chris the producer. You fucking mask.
It's gonna be a quick.
No. Yeah. But listen, like, say if I had that thing with Hughes, and we're going,
you and Hughes.
Well, but we know that we're gonna hash that out.
Right.
We know we're gonna. I'm gonna see you.
But there's always been people in different weight classes who have gone at it and didn't necessarily hash things out. Yeah. You come from the old school. Yeah, you're a jerk off. Get the fuck away from. I told you not to come next to me. We've seen you in action. We know how you handle shit. But that's not real life, okay? That doesn't work that way. I hear you. But when you end up if you would have beat the shit out of that douchebag announcer down in, you know, wherever in Atlanta.
I wouldn't do that.
But I'm just saying, if that thing escalated to the direction that was going in, you leave in handcuffs that night.
With no question about it.
Yeah, well,
you leave in handcuffs.
Definitely wouldn't have smacked the guy. I mean, if the guy invaded my space and I felt threatened, I got.
And it was about
myself.
As equal as the Cyborg Angela Mangano thing. You know what I mean? That guy had a big fucking mouth, he was obviously doing that to us on purpose, and he ended up getting what he was looking for, or didn't think was going to happen at the end. I don't know what that guy was fucking thinking, but this is the real world.
Yeah.
Now, when you're in that octagon, almost anything goes.
So basically,
when you're at a fucking fighter retreat, nothing goes. You can't. No matter. Hey, there's nothing wrong with her rolling up on her. And by the way, it was great to see your boy Weidman get punked in there. I want to thank Chris Weidman for jumping in there right when we needed him.
Did you see that?
Hey. So Cyborg looks at. You know, Weidman starts to go in. Cyborg looks at him and says, "Don't you touch me." Weidman put his hands up like she had a fucking gun.
Oh, it was great.
Okay? You know, Weidman could have stopped the whole thing, but
the way she said
she looked at Weidman. Weidman threw his hands up like she had a fucking gun pointed at him.
Oh, it was
hysterical. Chris, thanks for stopping that for us and breaking that up. We appreciate it.
Chris went to she's like, "Don't you touch me." He's like, "All right." He's there. Oh, my God. That was the best part of the video.
But yeah, you can hate Cyborg. You can love Cyborg. You can hate Angela Mangano. You can love Angela Mangano. You can't put your hands on another human being outside of it. It is assault. You will get arrested. Yeah. You know, in the fight world, we all love to get caught up in the, hey, you know what? She had a big mouth and she needed a smack in the mouth thing, but it doesn't work that way in real life.
You know what's funny too? And Al told me something because he had a little going back on social media with Mike Perry, and then he said when he met him, he said he really liked the guy. You know, right. So it could go the other way too. You could these people don't even know each other.
Right.
And then you get to meet them and you go, you know what? Really not a bad dude.
Those and they're all killers.
And they're all killers.
I mean, you're talking about every one of these guys in their own right. Yeah,
he told me I liked him.
And Angela Mangano's the same way. Angela Mangano is, you know, she came on that season, The Ultimate Fighter. She came to fight and, you know, she's crazy too.
Are we all?
You know, listen, at the end of the day, this is the fight business, man. This is the fight business. And it's no different. Even that night, with Semtex and Josh Koscheck, the fight was over. The bell rang, and he went up and punched him in the face after the bell. That's assault.
Yeah, that happens. He's lucky.
You know what I mean?
That other kid went to prison in New York.
Yeah.
Remember that fight on the ship?
Of course I do.
That fight on the ship, he hit him after the bell.
Yeah.
And it was assault. He went to jail, that guy.
Who did that? What are
you talking about?
A boxer.
Yeah.
So what happened was he took his hand wraps off after the fight, and the kid was over there doing the interview, and he sucker punched him after the fight during the interview. Broke his jaw. It just happened again the other night. They just had a situation the other night where the guy hit him, hit the fighter after the bell twice. One of them resulted in a knockout, and the kid's uncle went over there and punched the kid in the face.
I seen that.
Yeah.
In the corner.
Yeah. Just happened again. Listen, that wasn't even a fighter involved in that. Nah, that was the guy's
that's
uncle.
That's wrong.
Yeah. He's definitely going to jail.
I do feel a little bad for Cyborg. She was in her face, and the girl kept yapping at her and saying stuff, and I could say whatever. I mean, I don't know. I just think this whole cyberbullying.
But here's the thing, Matt. If you're Cyborg, you go up and let her know how you feel.
Yeah.
You know, say you said all this mean shit about me. Well, here's what I think about you. Boom, boom. You walk away, or you just stay away from her the whole retreat. Yeah. You know what I mean? Listen, I'm not sitting here like Mr. I take the high road, because I never fucking take the high road. You know what I mean? But assault isn't. Yeah. You can't go and assault somebody. You can't do it.
You know, unfortunately, there was a time when you could have a fight with a guy and nothing would happen.
Oh, that's true.
You know, and that's it.
That's totally true.
The old school stuff. I mean, a million.
But Angela Mangano is one of those people. You couldn't have, out of all the fighters, over 300 fighters at this thing, you picked the wrong one to punch.
Yeah.
Because that girl isn't going to say, listen, we had a beef, we squashed it, we're cool. She's not that type of person.
Yeah.
She's going to go after, you know, Cyborg as hard as she can. Yeah.
Speaking of Cyborg, what do you think about the champ at 145 not wanting to fight her? Jermaine Durandamé
is not
wanting to fight Cyborg.
You know, obviously I'm not going to talk about it. We're going to let Jermaine speak for herself, but she doesn't have very nice things to say either. So
about who? About Cyborg?
About Cyborg. So it's just one of those things, man. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, well, it is the 145-pound limit. All right. I mean, don't you got to fight all comers? I don't know.
Yeah.
What am I? Nuts?
No, I agree with you.
Longo? No, I don't want to fight
you. I agree with you.
But I mean, I don't know.
I'm in a situation right now. Listen, it ain't like it used to be. Let's just put it that way, okay? But I guess we had these problems back, and Tito didn't want to fight Chuck either. You know what I mean?
That's because he used to spar him. He knows what the hell he was expecting.
So it's not like we've never been in these positions before. But for the first time ever, you know, I have a fight with Demetrius Johnson where he's on his way to break the record, right? Anderson Silva's record for most title defenses.
Okay.
And TJ Dillashaw can't fight Cody No Love because Cody screwed up his back and Cody isn't going to be back for a while. So he's like, I can make this weight. I'm already working on it and everything else. And I'm going to stop him from breaking that record.
Ooh, TJ Dillashaw.
Yeah.
And TJ was going down to 25?
TJ is going to go down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
No. TJ is going to go down to 25 to fight DJ to stop him from breaking the record. DJ doesn't want to fight him.
Why? Why?
Tell me. You tell me. Why? It's insanity. First of all, this is the first fight ever in DJ's history that he actually gets pay-per-view. He gets pay-per-view on this one.
Yeah.
And this is the first real fight that people will care about and want to see on pay-per-view. And he is refusing to fight TJ Dillashaw.
Do we have any quotes from him? What is he saying?
Well, he's saying essentially Ray Borg is next. He wants to fight Ray Borg, but it seems crazy to not want to fight
TJ. Ray Borg really isn't. I mean, if you look at Ray Borg, what's he ranked right now? 5 or 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy's ranked 5 or 6. TJ Dillashaw is a former world champion coming down from the weight class above, who's next in line for the title shot there. Absolutely, he's next in line if that's what he wants.
Man, that's
crazy. And I like Ray Borg, but at the same time,
me too. It's nothing against Ray Borg.
At the same time, if you want to sell a fight, I mean, you want people to get excited,
right?
Yeah, I would say the numbers would be a huge difference between Borg and the Dillashaw two on the paper.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. So, listen, at the end of the day, you know how I am with that stuff. Unfortunately, for DJ, you don't make the fights around here. I do. Really? So. That's the fight we're pushing for.
When are we finding anything else on that?
We're going to say, you know, that's the fight. I talked to TJ Dillashaw again yesterday. That's the fight he wants. He's ready. He's already cutting weight.
And, it's for the July. What card is this?
No. That one's going to be probably in August.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we don't have a definite date on that yet.
It'll probably be August 19th.
Okay. That's
interesting. It's already exciting.
I'm excited. I can't.
I don't blow the guy's pay-per-view points. He'll ruin them. Holy Christ.
How much more time we got with Dana, Chris, the producer?
We got a little bit of time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What I want to talk about. This is what I want to talk about.
Let's talk about the
Let me tell you guys some fights that are coming up. You know we got July 8th in Las Vegas, right? International Fight Week. And, you know, we got the heavyweight... main event for Fox Sports 1 is Travis Brown versus Olenek. Then as we get right into the main card, you got Anthony Pettis versus Jim Miller, Fabricio versus Verdum versus Alistair Overeem, Robbie Lawler versus Cowboy Cerrone, Yoel Romero versus Robert Whittaker for the middleweight interim title. Main event, again, 2 years in a row, is Amanda Nunes. And she'll be taking on Valentina Shevchenko.
What do you think of that fight? Longo, I love Amanda, but Valentina's a problem.
I like this Nunes, though, man. I think she's accurate. She's strong. I like her stand-up a lot.
Did you see the last fight?
Yeah, I saw both of them. Yeah.
What do you mean, both of them?
What, you're talking, I saw Nunes' last fight, and I saw...
Her versus Valentina.
She
was coming back.
Yeah.
She's nasty, man. I don't know about that. In a 5-round fight, not to get back to Cyborg, but you know the one person that wants to fight her is Kat Zingano. You know how I love Kat Zingano.
No, Kat Zingano wants to, and we were looking at Kat Zingano.
That is awesome.
But Kat's not ready physically. She still has some. Oh. She's been out for a while because she had some physical issues she was dealing with. She's not going to be ready.
But who doesn't love that? The fact that she wants to fight.
And she wants the Cyborg fight. She wants a bat.
That is awesome. She's tough.
Oh, yeah. Kat's tough. No, she's a fighter. She's gritty.
I'm a huge, huge Kat Zingano fan. Yeah. Right here. This guy. Huge.
thanks for sharing that.
So what's going on with GSP with Michael Bisping? What is going on?
Nothing.
Nothing's going on. That's not going on.
It's not happening. So Bisping's a little banged up right now. These two are going to fight for the interim championship, and then Bisping will fight the winner. That's George St. Pierre will come back. Who knows when? November, December, or next year, and he'll fight whoever the champion is at 170.
Wait, November of next year?
Yeah, of this year.
Oh, of this
November, December, or January of next year.
Oh, wow.
Who knows? I mean, I'm not very confident in when GSP will return, you know? So we'll see.
I mean, it's just more of a media thing, because he's been talking for a while about coming back and just nothing.
For years, I know.
For years, some guys just missed the limelight, I guess.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but we'll see. Listen, we got fights. I don't wait for anybody. The world moves on and we keep rolling. And when he comes back, he'll come back and he'll fight who he wants. Whoever's a champion at 170.
Vitor Belfort, this is gonna be his last fight in the UFC.
No, Vitor Belfort has one more fight left in his contract.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Can I just...
He needs to reread his contract. He's got one more fight out.
Oh, is that what he's been saying?
He's talking like this is his last fight, and it's not true.
Well, I'm just reading my notes. From my notes and the person that... Chris, the producer, you know, this is what I think of your freaking... Your little cheat sheet here. This is what I think of it.
Yeah!
But Vitor's been saying it.
Yeah. Boom!
I apologize.
I think I'm telling everybody it's his last fight.
He's been saying
no, no,
it.
He's been saying
it. He's been saying out to be a liar.
No, he's been saying that. Yeah, apparently he thinks this is his last fight, but it's not true.
I just like to flex my muscle already. It has really, I'm not really mad at
Did you wash those notes in coffee?
You yeah. see what happened here? Longo came in, throwing shit around.
He was so excited when he saw me, spilt his coffee all over his notes.
I would love to say it's the first time I spilt shit in here, but it just happens a lot. Well, listen, I don't know what else to say. This is it. We covered everything.
Well, you know what I'm going to do?
I'm
going to break something for you guys.
Oh, I was waiting for some breaking news. I'm sitting here.
I'm going to walk through.
Talk to me.
I put this card together. None of this is announced yet, and some of them probably aren't.
I'm dying for breaking news here. Dying.
I don't give a shit.
I'm going to do it.
What is it?
So,
what do we got?
Chris Cyborg is definitely fighting on the July 29th card in Anaheim.
Oh,
just talking to you about how good the July 8th card is. And then there's tons of, you know, good fights in between. We got the Scotland card, you know, coming up. That's a Fox Sports 1 fight. We got Stevie Ray and Paul Felder. JoJo Calderwood against Cynthia Cavillo, who I've been pretty high on. Santiago versus Gunnar Nelson. And then let's
big
not forget.
Big Gunnar Nelson fan.
Let's not forget about Long Island, New York.
Yeah, come on,
July 22nd on Big Fox. That one's headlined by Chris Weidman and Kelvin Gastelum, which I'm sure you two are aware of. Dennis Bermudez and Darren Elkins, Patrick Cummings and Gian Vellante.
Oh, yeah. Heartthrob, the Heartthrob.
Thomas Almeida and Jimmy Rivera, which
another
is a great fight.
That's a great fight.
Yep.
Man.
Where's Ray Janal? Ray Janal's on there, isn't he?
Is he?
Oh, well, that would be breaking news.
You know what? That's going to be breaking news to his trainers.
Wait, are you doing that? Are you poking the bear again?
As far as I knew, they were trying to get him on that card. We'll see.
Longo, you talk to this kid at all?
I'm saying he never mentioned a word.
July 29th in Anaheim, California. I mean, you can go deep in this thing. I mean, there's just so many great fights on this card.
Give us some.
Well, we got Aljamain and Henan Barão. I think that's a great.
I mean, this card opens on Fight Pass with Drew Dober versus Josh Berkman. I mean, that's the first fight on Fight Pass. You know. Alexandra Albu and Kaelin Curran. Sage Northcutt versus Claudio Pules. Eric Shelton versus Jared Brooks. We got Brian Ortega versus Renato Moicano. Aljamain Sterling versus Henan Barão.
Chris the producer.
He's slowing the guy. He's slow. All right.
I'm trying to support this. I need to be working this.
Ketlin Vieira versus Sarah McMahon. Du Ho Choi and Andre Feely.
Ooh, that's
will open
a nice,
up the main
like
card.
That.
Jimmy Manoa versus Volkan Ozdemir, who just won the other night in spectacular fashion on the Sweden card. The Korean Zombie is back against Ricardo Lamas.
Great fight.
Oh, that's
sick
a nice
fight.
One.
Chris Cyborg will fight. Wait. In the main event, Cormier versus Jon Jones.
But the Cyborg thing, we don't know who she's fighting.
Right. Now I'm working on it.
Can we break that news here? Is that possible? Is that too much to ask?
Of course we can.
Yeah.
You know, the Weasel will be trying to get it, but we'll try to beat him to it.
And Raging Al, that's it. We're leaving it like that. You're trying to get him on there.
How are we going to find out first? From Dana or Raging Al that he's fighting?
I think from Dana at this point. I'm going to give you a good...
Do me a favor.
I know that...
Longo, tweet him.
I'm going to give you a good Aya Quinta story, so it'll help
you. Well, I know that him and Sean Shelby have been talking.
Yeah, he loves Shelby. Loves him. But so we last fight we were at, me and Matt were on the bus with Bobby Green, and he had said some shitty stuff about us and not weird stuff. But he apologized. Remember what a nice guy
he was?
I mean, great,
very nice guy.
Clearly, I thought he was a man. He came over. I really got a good feel for the guy. He was very appropriate, nice. So I go back. I tell her, I go, listen, the Bobby Green stuff, you know, scratch it, man. The guy did the right thing. He you know, he talked to me and Matt. He seems like a cool dude. 20 minutes later, he's bombarding that guy. He attacked him on Twitter. Like a half hour before I got done telling him, let's squash the thing with Bobby Green. He's a good guy. He came over. He talked to us on So just so you know.
Right.
Good luck, Dana.
No, I hear you. Listen, you guys said it best. Raging Al is a fighter and you know.
He's best when he's in the cage.
It was funny.
That's
it. Squash
it.
That's
how this stuff works, man. You can't unlike Matt Serra, You can't take everything personal in this business. You can't take it personal, man. What? You know?
Yeah, how would he be dealing with this?
We go on long rides when we're filming this show, and we're looking on social media, and he's flipping out about people saying stuff on social media. I'm like, man, fuck these people. Who gives a shit?
I mean, he's still talking about shit that happened 20 years ago. Trust me, it ain't going away.
You guys know I'm right here.
He wants to drive.
Oh, damn. Sorry.
He wants to drive to people's house and kick the shit out of them. Matt, you're looking a little chubby today in the pit. Oh, I'll kill you.
Pricks. Pricks. You know what I don't like? I don't like negativity.
It's true.
What's going on over there?
It's true.
Oh, the negativity, Johnny.
Every time you jump on the internet, it's going to be negative. You're never going to read positivity. Not only is it social media, it's the media. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These media guys, nothing is about positivity. And you know,
the one
that I call the weasel, his is all about negativity. It's never about positivity.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it works.
Well, I'm a positive guy, and I cut negativity out of my life. That's why I'm surprised we're still friends for so long, Longo. I'm only kidding. No, Longo's definitely, that glass is half empty for sure. Longo, it's full. No. He's a positive guy, really. People can't see me rolling my eyes.
Chris, please.
No, don't do this to me again. This is ending soon. Let me just tell you.
See, that's right. They have it on social media. I have to deal with it every day from them. I'm right next door to it.
I got off of Twitter only because I get a lot of nice people.
Can you attack me on social media, please? Can we change this dynamic?
Instagram. I'm on Instagram.
Yeah, attack me on Instagram. I'll feel better.
Matt Sarah BJJ.
Yeah.
Listen, we have a very big day today. We got a lot of things going on, but it's a couple of things that we must plug. Is the Ring of Combat for your buddy Lou Neglia?
Yeah, Lou Neglia, great guy, very passionate about promoting. Again, over 100 fighters, I think, went to the UFC from that show. And
do you think or do you know, Ray Longo?
Well, I know it's over 100 fighters.
A fact check.
But I mean, all guys. I mean, you know, he kind of came up on the show before. It was called Ring of Combat. And it just, I mean, Weidman, Uriah Hall, Perez and Wade fought on the
Ring of Combat. Frankie Edgar.
They're doing that fight again at the Coliseum, so.
No, last time we went, it was great. He puts on a good show.
Got a lot of great fights this weekend.
I look forward to it.
And then the next
And where day. Is it? That wasn't really a plug. Well, Lou Neglia.
Lou Neglia's Ring of Combat at the Tropicana, Friday night, June 2nd.
We'll be there filming, looking for a fight.
And looking for a fight. We'll be there with none other than Dana White and Mr. Matthew J. Sarah. And
tell people my full name.
And Gian Vellante.
And Gian Vellante. Yeah, Vellante.
And you said the Tropicana in Atlantic City, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's the Tropicana in Schenectady.
Well, I mean, you got to let people know.
Oh, wait, hold on. The stomach's here.
What was that, Vellante?
Got rid of the tooth to the stomach.
All right, listen, we're going to get out of here. And also,
Vellante told us the story last night where he was sparring, getting Stipe Miocic ready for his fight, and Miocic was looking at him and says, you know what? I want you to get on the scale. Vellante's like, the fuck? Get on the scale? I'm a light heavyweight. And he's like, nah. I'm going to need you to get on the scale. I'd really like you to get on the scale. So it goes back and forth. He gets on the scale. Vellante weighs 275 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Miocic's 235.
Yeah.
Vellante is a light heavyweight.
He's another great guy, Stipe, man. Those two guys together, it's insanity.
But, you're saying
he's got 35 pounds on the heavyweight champion of the world, Vellante.
He's getting close to Longo, is what you're saying. I got the last one in. First, no backsies.
First off, two
infinity. Can you grow up?
275 is a compliment.
Vellante's not going to tell any more stories at dinner.
Oh, man, what a good time. I could stay here all day with you guys.
I got to go to work.
What? Everybody's leaving me? All right, guys. Listen, the great Dana White. This weekend, of course, Friday, Ring of Combat. It's going to be a blast. Dana White looking for a fight. I say that every time you're in here 10 times.
We got a couple.
And also, Chris the producer, what's going on Saturday night?
June 3rd is Saturday night, UFC 212, Aldo versus Holloway to unify the featherweight title.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that. Oh, yeah. What are we doing?
No, we did, didn't we?
No.
Well, of course we did. When we first got here.
Oh, you guys did. Okay.
Oh, you didn't talk about it?
No.
You excited about it?
Excited.
Come on, man.
That's a great fight, the main event, and I love the co-main event, too, with the girls. We were talking about that last night at dinner. Co-main event is awesome.
That's going to be... I really want to see how Carolina deals with the grappling of Claudia. And it's not like Claudia doesn't throw no hands to get to where she needs to go, and she's powerful with those takedowns. Not a lot of people can get up and get away like the champ, Joanna, does. Can I just say that?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, Christopher. I can't wait for this fight. Max Holloway versus Jose Aldo. Well, who are you taking? You can't really pick because I don't want to put you on the spot.
I got to tell you, I'm going to go with Holloway. I think he's on a great roll. He's rangy. He's fought some really tough guys, and I think it's his time.
I was a young kid. I agree.
The Brazil thing bothers me. But watching, I like the way he spoke, too, when we talked to him today.
I know. He sounds so game. He's such a game fighter. But watching some of that countdown special and thinking how he fought Frankie, I thought that, you know, styles make fights. He is a powerful mofo. We were talking about this earlier where Jose gets a lot of, like, it's not that he's known for it, but Conor took him out so quick. That fight went so bad for him. He's done so much. He's a legend.
It's unbelievable.
But the guy's phenomenal. I just think Holloway, Frankie's really small. I think Holloway's a little rangier. He's not going to have that much trouble. You know,
for the record, Holloway's the only one to go the distance with Conor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I said that.
And he was injured, I heard. Is that true?
Conor was injured.
Oh, Conor was injured.
Conor blew his ACL in the fight.
Excuse me, because I had that backwards.
Yeah, Conor blew his ACL in that fight. After that fight, Conor was out for a year.
Okay. My mistake before. Sorry about that.
And he's grown since then.
No, he's
Max Holloway.
Yeah, Holloway. Man, 10 fights, win streak in the UFC is not easy.
It's almost impossible.
And you gave him some good tough opponents. Yeah. I'm saying that.
He had the kitchen sink thrown at him.
Yeah, huge, huge accomplishment.
June 3rd. Pay-per-view. It's going to be great. June 2nd. You know what that is? It's my birthday.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday.
Come on now. I'm blushing. Stop it.
45.
All right, people. What are we going to do, Dana?
We'll see.
Huh?
We'll see.
All right. Don't get nothing popping out of a cake. My wife's going to watch the episode, and I don't want to get in trouble. All right? All right, everybody. Thank you, Dana, and thank you, Longo.
Oh, you're welcome, Mr. Matt Serra.
All right. Goodbye, Chris, the producer.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.